This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day. Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what happens when you play with your microphone once you're on the air. You know, it's not a very good idea. Once everything's set and the light goes on, don't touch anything. Gee, what's this little button for? I know. You'd think I'd learn. This ain't my first barbecue. All right. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. My phone number is 855-993-7569. Good way to get in touch with me. Today is AA Founders Day. AA has been really life-saving for an awful lot of people. It doesn't work for everybody, but it certainly does work for some. And I never argue with anything that works. I actually, in theory, you can't go to an AA meeting if you're not an alcoholic. They don't have audiences, right? You participate. And I will tell you the two exceptions to that. Once I was supposed to go to a play, and it was in a building. It was in this building. It was downtown someplace in the village. And so I wandered in and sat down, and it was really very strange in that I didn't really know anybody else in the audience. And basically, one of my friends said when I took him to the theater with me one night, is there anybody in this audience you don't know? Because as critics, we're all invited at the same time. So, or there's sometimes two or three options. But so you know a fair, there's very seldomly you don't know a couple of people in the audience. I sat down, and it wasn't a very big room. And people were sitting, there weren't a whole lot of chairs, and someone said, gee, why don't you sit here? And sometimes they save me a seat, or sometimes I'm assigned a seat, sometimes it's free seating. So I'm sitting down, and they said, we're now calling the meeting to order. And I said, this is this play, isn't it? And they said, no. So I was at an AA meeting, and they said, well, you're welcome to stay. And I actually was tempted. If I hadn't RSVP'd for the play and been worried that they would be upset with me that I didn't show up, I might have stayed because I've always been sort of curious about it. And the reason I'm curious about it, among other things other than being a psychologist, is there was a play when I first came to New York, and it was an enactment of an AA meeting, which I thought was brilliant. It was written by somebody who was in AA, and most of the actors were doing improv. So it was probably as close to an AA meeting as I'd ever see, not being technically allowed to go into an AA meeting. And it was absolutely fascinating. It was, I mean, we've seen them depicted in movies and things of that sort, but it's different when you've got real people, although technically these weren't real people. They were doing improv, but I think a number of them had been in AA, so you had the feeling there was a fair amount of reality to it. But one of the reasons that I've never forgotten the experience, other than it was pretty good theater, was a struggling little company, and it was in a basement of a church or something, which is where most AA meetings happen anyway. And I think in this particular space, AA meetings did happen. And I knew they were struggling, and so at the time I had just come here, and I was working overnight on the weekends. And so I wrote down, I said, is there a phone number people can call for tickets? And they gave me the phone number. So I went on the air. It was either a Saturday night into Sunday morning or Sunday night into Monday morning. I don't remember which it was. And gave out the number a couple of times just saying, this is really great. You'll enjoy it. If you ever thought about going to AA, this will demystify a little bit for you. And if you've not, it's still really interesting drama. They called me on Monday and said, Joy, we really appreciate it. But that phone number is somebody's house, and people were calling in the middle of the night to order tickets. So we really appreciate the support, but could you tell them to call during the day? So that's one of the reasons I remember that particular thing. So it is AA Founders Day. It's Ballpoint Pen Day. There you go. Iced Tea Day. National Marriage Day. That's pretty interesting because as you weren't here yesterday, Blake, but yesterday was actually my wedding anniversary, except I'm divorced, so I actually sent my ex a happy anniversary card or email, to which, unsurprisingly, he did not respond. Okay, I'm an evil person. On this day in 1793, Girondin leaders, following the arrest of Girondin leaders, the Jacobins gained control of the Committee of Public Safety, installing the revolutionary dictatorship. I can actually do La Marseillaise. Not well, but I can do it. In 1829, on this day, the first boat race between Oxford and Cambridge takes place on the Thames in London. We've seen that in movies as well. I've actually seen the Thames. I've never seen the actual boat race. But I went to graduate school and medical school in Boston, so there were a lot of shell races on the Charles. But it's not the same. They were practicing to go to London, but they weren't one in London. In 1886, Mount Tarawera in New Zealand erupts, killing 153 people, bearing the famous pink and white terraces. The eruptions continued for 3 months, creating a large, long fissure along the mountain peak. We were talking yesterday about the fact that one of my geology teachers says there is no such thing as an erupt volcano, that there's always the potential for eruption. It's just that they're temporarily benign. I've never forgotten that. I actually flew over Mount St. Helens between Washington and Oregon. And I don't know if flying over the top, I've seen inactive volcanoes. They're not extinct, like in Hawaii and places like that. But flying over the top of one, you cannot believe the level of violence. Now, this is Mother Nature, but it's like some giant took a fist and slammed into, like, clay or something. It's extraordinary. I mean, volcanoes are not, they're only romantic in movies. They are terrifying. I mean, in this one, Mount St. Helens was, what, about 10, 15 years ago? But it's a terrifying thing. On this day in 1898, the Marines landed in Cuba. In 1916, the Arab revolt against the Ottoman Empire was declared by Hussein bin Ali, Sharif of Mecca. So one of the things about reading Day in History is you can understand what's been going on forever, right?
Right.
All the problems in the Middle East, eruptions, revolutions. To make the point, in 1918, the battleship Svens Ispana sunk off the Croatian coast after being torpedoed by an Italian motorboat. The interesting part about this one is it was recorded by camera from a nearby vessel, and nobody even had a smartphone. On this day in 1940, Norway surrenders to Germany. This day in 1940, Italy declares war on France and the United Kingdom. Not a great time. Manny would love this one. Are you a baseball fan, Blake?
Kind of. I don't know stats like he does, though.
Not so much. But Manny is sort of a baseball. I would, you know, the word fan comes really from fanatic. So in 1944, 15-year-old Joel Nuxel, I'm sure he knows the name, of the Cincinnati Reds became the youngest player ever in a major league game. Can you imagine playing with those guys at 15? Now, part of the thing is, if you look carefully at the date, right, 1944, all the grown-ups were away at war.
Right.
So they drafted 15-year-olds. Let's find out what happened. Let's see what happened to Joe, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. In 1963, the Equal Pay Act. Right? Supposed to deal with discrepancy between men and women. That's been a huge success in the last 50 years. Not so much. Oh, well, that was being a little facetious. He pitched, he was a pitcher, and he played, for the Reds. He retired as a player, became a radio announcer for the Reds from 1967 through 2004, and continued part-time up until his death in 2007. He held the team records for career games pitched, 484 from 1965 to 1975, and still holds the team mark for left-handers. So starting at 15 seems to be not a bad idea. Said he's most remembered for having been the youngest player ever to appear in a major league game, pitching two-thirds of an inning for the Reds on June 10, 1944, at the age of 15, and 316 days, so he was almost 16. Called upon for that one game due to a player shortage, he needed to figure that out. He would eventually find his way back to the Reds in 52, and the All-Star team in 55. He's known as the old left-hander. So there. Did you know him? Such a dollar, Manny does. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
7569. This was a day in 1964 where a 75-day filibuster against the Civil Rights Act of 1964 led to the bill's passage. If you see Bryan Cranston in LBJ, you'll this is dramatized there. That people give Kennedy the credit for the Civil Rights Act, but it really was Johnson who got it through. In 1967, the Six-Day War ends. Israel and Syria agree to a ceasefire. Clearly that solved all the problems of the Middle East. Not so much. In 1967, the Gateway Arch opens to the public. I would have guessed it was much older than that. That makes it, what, 49 years old. I would have guessed the Gateway Arch was a lot longer. This is kind of one of those awful stories that 11-year-old J.C. Lee Dugard was kidnapped in Lake Tahoe, California on this day in 1991 and would remain a captive until 2009. That's 18 years. Remember that? I think she was freed last year sometime?
Yeah, something like that.
Horrible story. On this day in 2003, the Spirit Rover is launched, beginning NASA's March Exploration Rover mission. And Elon Musk is now talking about manned flights to Mars for the next couple of years. This one has particular resonance for me because it turns, I will tell you the story in a minute, Wicked opened on Broadway on this day in 2003. And it won 40 awards just for the Broadway production. It's still running. It's still selling out. It appeals to every teenage girl in America. And Stephen Schwartz is the one who wrote it. And I will tell you my Stephen Schwartz story just because I think it's kind of cool, and he's cool. I was sitting at the theater about three or four years ago, and in front of me was this man, and everybody kept coming over and saying hello. And so I finally, he wasn't sitting in front of me, because I don't know if I would have had the nerve if he was sitting in front of me. He was sitting beside me. And people kept coming over and saying hello to him. And I finally turned to him and I said, "You are clearly a big deal. Who are you?" And he said, "Oh my God, I recognize that voice. You're Joy Brown." So of course I'm instantly in love. I mean, so, and it was Stephen Schwartz. And so he said, "You know, I listen to your program. I'd love to come and see you do the program." I said, "Fine." End of story. So I see him about a year later and he's sitting in front of me, Ro, and I tap him on the shoulder and said, "Hey, I thought you were going to come see my program." And he said, "Oh, yeah, I really want to do that. Can we make..." So we actually made a date for him to come see the program. And he called me the day that he was supposed to come and see me sit in on the show. And he said, "I have a doctor's appointment, so I'm not sure I can make the show, but can I take you out for coffee or something afterwards?" And I said, "Sure." So he showed, and I said, "But if your doctor's like mine, don't count on being on time." So he came over, and it turns out, he had Bell's palsy. You know what Bell's palsy is?
I do not. No.
All right. Bell's palsy is a, and nobody knows exactly what causes it. Sometimes it's post-viral. Sometimes it's like if you've had dental work done. It is an inflammation of one of the facial nerves that makes you look like you had a stroke. So here's this, you know, big deal. And he was brave enough to come over, and the whole side of his mouth looks like he has, you know, the whole side of his face, one whole side of his face droops. And I was so impressed. I said, "Listen, you didn't have to do this," because I think I would have probably retired to a cave with a bag over my head. So that's my Stephen Schwartz story. He's incredibly talented. He also did The Hunchback of Notre Dame. He's worked for Disney. I think he did some of the music for Pocahontas. So he's this enormously successful person who's just a sweetie pie. So, and actually, somebody asked me, they had a tribute to him, and they asked me to come and say something, which I did. So nice. He's a sweetie pie. I'll have to send him a, but he's, you know, there are times where incredibly lovely things happen to people that you think, "Oh, I don't know." But in this particular case, it's well-deserved. So go see Wicked. And I like Punchback a lot, too. All right, this is a story that will not die. Do you know about Brock Turner? Do you know about the story, Blake?
I do not.
All right. Well, and there may be people listening today. We did a little bit of it yesterday. Brock Peter is the 20-year-old Stanford swimmer.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, okay. And that. It was really interesting because everybody was talking about it yesterday.
Yep.
He got sentenced to 6 months for three felony sexual assaults that should have each carried a minimum of 2 years in prison. He got 6 months with good behavior. He'll be off in three. And what's also coming out is his father wrote this letter to the judge saying his life has been ruined and can't you just give him probation because 20 minutes of action should not offset 20 years of an exemplary life, which has got people understandably outraged. It's not like we're even talking about the victim, that 20 right. years of action, or 20 minutes of action, he could have been flossing his teeth, jumping rope, you know, calisthenics. So the he's now been banned from Team USA Swimming for life. So people are outraged about this. He probably would have been better off if he just said, you know, I was drunk, I was stupid, I was sorry, you know, I'm going to do community, after I'm going to take my sentence, I'm going to help people in prison. When I get out, I'm going to dedicate my life to helping women who are victims of rape and domestic violence. This one, I mean, he is, but, I mean, and his father, I mean, can you believe, I mean, and I said yesterday, I get that parents stand up for their kids, but we also help our children take responsibility. Three counts of felony rape. And I had not read the statement of the victim. And it is chilling and terrifying and incredibly sad. I mean, it's
crazy.
Yeah. And there's the judge was just reelected, but he was running unopposed. But a Stanford University professor, a woman from the law department, is spearheading a recall petition. This one, I mean, this is one of those stories that's not going to go away for a while. And in the long run, he probably would have been better sort of going to prison and sort of being repentant. Because America loves repentance. We'll forgive almost anything if you just sort of say, look, I was wrong. I've found my way back to righteous behavior, and this will never happen again. But this one is going to be, this one is, I mean, they're prolonging it. And it's not making people happy at all. And the father is trying to collect money for a defense fund. Can you imagine giving money? How could you possibly give money for that? At any rate. All right, 855-993-7569. Today we've got, I don't know if you're going to view this controversial or not. I don't. But then we're our, it's Bergen Let's Fix It has to do with what's a documentary that's called The God Cell. And it's about the brave new world of medicine as people are seeing it. We're talking more and more about genetics and really individualized, personalized medical care and the place of the FDA in all of this. So I think it'll be interesting. It's not quite as dry as I'm making it sound. I'm just trying to avoid a little bit of the controversy, at least for the next couple minutes. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Get a suggestion.
Kelly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi there. Ooh, okay. Yeah, it's talking about tackling a problem instead of letting it go on and on. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I've called you. I respect your advice, and I just kind of wanted to give you the situation and let you pull out the information so I don't ramble on and on.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Basically, back in, you know, around the holidays, a situation happened between, I guess it was, you know, my stepmother and myself and my brother, my dad being sort of caught in the middle and rather oblivious. He didn't know anything had happened. So I just need to get a suggestion as to
what did actually happen.
What happened? I guess okay. Something that I guess my stepmother said something along the lines of to my brother before I got there. If I start acting kind of bitchy, she was going to kick me out this time.
If you did,
yes.
Okay. So wait a minute. So your brother told you this?
Yeah.
Well, your brother's an idiot, and he's a pot stirrer.
The whole visit became more and more tense. There's a long history of...
Well, I get that, but why would your brother be stupid enough to tell you something like that? That makes no sense.
I guess it bothered him that she had said that about
me. Well, that it can bother him, but telling you made no sense.
Yeah,
I mean, it just stirs the pot.
He knew that I was not happy to...
Yeah, but honey, it becomes gossip, number one. If you hadn't done that, I mean, I'm not saying that you and your stepmother would have been bosom buddies, but that's really a manipulative thing for your brother to do. Right, so what's happened since? What's the issue today?
Oh, not much. My dad, who basically has never... You know, not known how to handle anything, acknowledge he didn't know what
nothing,
to do
with
this
it. Has nothing to do with your brother. This is between you and your stepmother. How long has she been your stepmother?
10 years now.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 39.
Okay. Did your mom die? Did your parents divorce? What's the story?
This stepmother was my mother's nurse for 7 years. My mother was, quadriplegic for 11 years. And, you know, that's where the long history comes in. My brother and I have had, you know, every symptom of PTSD.
Did your mother...
Not an excuse. Not
did your mother die?
She did.
Okay.
And my dad married this woman just months after my mom died. So
if you're going to be mad at somebody, you'd be mad at your dad about that, not the nurse. I mean, she was the one... I mean, you can see they shared taking care of your mother. Yeah. Your father was bereft.
Yes.
But if you're going to be mad at anybody...
I've been to therapy thinking I would go talk about other things, and it always ended up talking about my dad. So I know I've got an issue with it. I'm not mad.
Are there just the
him.
Two of you, you and your brother?
Yes.
Are you single or married?
I'm married.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the issue today with you and your stepmother?
I guess it's the status quo is that, you know, I don't really want to go there. I just feel
Kelly, stop.
Sorry, okay.
All right, we're going to solve this problem. We're not going to make it any worse. You got to tell your brother that if he doesn't have anything nice to say, not to talk to you, all right, because he's the pot stirrer here. Number two,
all
you have to do is be stupid and cheerful around your stepmother. That there's no reason, I mean, she was the one who's probably keeping your father from being suicidal and on your doorstep saying, Kelly, take care of me. So if anything, you owe her huge amounts of, because she's probably keeping them healthy and happy, and if she's not, it's her
issue. Definitely. I don't begrudge them being together at all.
Okay.
I just, you know.
So the issue is that somehow your stepmother has gotten the idea that you don't like her. I'm getting exactly the same idea.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. It's taken me this long to, and it's gradually deteriorated. I finally have admitted it was guilty. I felt guilty doing it, but sometimes she gets on my nerves. So,
that's okay.
Yes.
I don't care if she gets on your nerves. The point is that she is the one who's keeping your father happy enough that you can run your own life, all right? And that's every day you need to think about that. Because Dad would be at the house, he'd be depressed, he'd be lonely, and he could be dating a 20-year-old bimbo who's after his money, if he has any, with big bosoms. So she is to be, I mean, she was obviously took care of your mom,
mm-hmm.
she loves your mother,
mm-hmm.
That was something they had in common, your
mm-hmm.
father was lonely. So all you have to do is be stupid and cheerful and tell your brother not to do this. And I would, if she lives anywhere close to you, I would certainly start mending this fence because it will make you feel better.
I want to. I mean, she's going to hold a grudge. Evidently,
we don't care what she does.
Yeah.
If you're stupid and cheerful, you don't have to worry about it at all. But understand, Kelly, from her point of view, here's somebody who took care of your mother, loves your father, and is treated like dirt from her children. And feels that she's always, you know, that somehow she can't make it okay enough that the children will come over and visit the man that she loves.
Yeah.
That's not a very grown-up thing to do. If you were 9 years old, I'd get it. You're not 9 years old.
Yeah.
Cut
well,
it out.
That's why I'm calling. I want to,
okay.
I want to, you know, take steps to fix this.
So how close to you does she live?
Like 5 hours.
All right, 5 hours is not close enough to have a manicure pedicure together, but it's enough to sort of start sending her family recipes, to email her positive things,
well,
to say, that recipe that you made, the cherry pie, was unbelievable. I don't know if it's family and you felt uncomfortable about sharing it, but I'd love to have it.
Yeah,
I mean, just be charming.
Yeah, I tried and I'm going to try again. I made an attempt to apologize. At Christmas, I said, if I had ever hurt your feelings, because I could tell she was just
Kelly,
totally...
that's not an apology.
Well,
let me help you understand between what you said and apology.
If I've ever hurt your feelings, I never meant to, and I'm sorry
Kelly,
if I ever hurt your
Kelly,
feelings.
Kelly, if I said to you, if I've ever been brusque to you, that's not an apology. That's saying you took umbrage at something that I didn't mean. That's not an apology. Is I'm sorry I was a horse's patootie. That's an apology. I'm sorry that you took umbrage. Isn't an apology at all. It's an indictment.
Well, this whole...
Kelly, you're whining.
No, well, okay. I just want to ask about this cheerful and stupid. I do stupid and cheerful doesn't necessarily, in my mind, go along with sincerity.
We're not trying to be sincere here because you're mad at her. So we're not doing sincerity. We're doing stupid and cheerful.
Okay, I'll take that for what it is. I've used that advice on friends of mine, and I understand it works.
We're trying to set up a different. We're trying to change the feedback loop. For 10 years, you've been mad at the situation, and it may have been grieving for your mom. It may have been a displacement.
Well, it definitely is. Yeah.
But
I see her and I miss mom. Yeah.
Well, but Kelly, you're a grown up.
I know.
She can't help. She's not going to bring your mother back, no matter what happens.
Yeah, no.
She's taking care of your father.
I know.
You owe her. Not, but you owe her. And what you're doing is you're acting like a 9-year-old who's having a temper tantrum, and it doesn't speak well of you.
Yeah.
It's going to put your father in the middle. You're going to spend less time with your father. It's just there's no positive benefit to it whatsoever.
Exactly why I called you.
Okay.
You just saved me hours of talking about this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, honey.
I agree.
All right, so what you're going to do, and you're going to call me back in 2 weeks and tell me how much better your stomach feels.
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay. First of all, you're going to tell your brother, listen, I've got a New Year's resolution as of the fiscal new year, you know, which means don't mess up for June, but starting July 1st, you know, I'm going to treat Grinnell Hyde as if she were Mother Teresa. She's saving our father from depression. Both of us can run our own lives because he's not sitting on our doorstep saying, I miss your mother so much. And we don't have to love her. She doesn't have to be our mom. All she is dad's consort, and we should be grateful to her. So number one.
Sorry. Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
Okay, number one, I'm going to be incredibly grateful to her, and I'm going to be nice. And number two, you are not going to badmouth her to me anymore, you know? And if you should do that, it's going to cost you $50 anytime you do it.
Yeah.
Because I, for one, am going to become a better person about it, and my stomach is going to feel better. Dad will be happier. And if she's the beneficiary, so what? She is really the one who's keeping Dad healthy and happy and alive. So for that, you know, I'll do anything. And then all you have to do is if she sort of seems a little snippety to you, which she may. I mean, she's walked into a hornet's nest. She figures you and your brother have never liked her. You better believe your father goes to her and says, you know, Kelly and Robert don't spend any time with me.
Yeah.
You know, so she's feeling like, you know, you guys should be nicer to her man.
Yeah.
But all you have to do is just, and if you're around her and she seems a little snippy, you're just going to ignore it. That's what stupid and cheerful is. Cheerful is if somebody wants to insult me, they're going to have to grab me by my lapels and say, you're an idiot. Anything short of that, anything subtler, I'm going to assume doesn't exist because it saves some grief.
Okay.
All righty?
Wow, yes.
All righty?
That's really all I really needed to hear.
Okay.
Mean, seriously, that took a fraction of the time it could have ever happened another way. So
okay, good.
I appreciate
it. Your stomach should feel better at this moment.
The other issues, missing my mom and whatnot. It's a different issue.
Figure out a way.
Let's
talk about that for just a minute. All right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Let's figure out what you can do to miss your mom in a positive way. It may mean that you go to church more often. It may be that you endow a scholarship in her name. It may be that you do things that one day a week you have, I miss my mom, I'm going to go and do things that we did together.
Yeah.
Because my guess is, my dear, in addition to missing your mom, there's some real guilt tied up with that. And that your mom, it sounds like, was a management issue for a very long time. And there may be a part of that that's being mixed in with some of your feelings about your mom of, you know what, there were days where I just was furious with her. And that feels awful when somebody dies.
Yeah, I wasn't furious at my mom. It was a double whammy. My husband decided to have a drug problem right around the same time my mom died. It was kind of like I had a baby.
And it may be that you're feeling like no one takes care of you.
That's true, your dad is
taking care of his new wife, not taking care of you. So figure out how to work that out. Figure out how to ask her for some help. Figure out someone to be a surrogate in your life. Do some therapy.
Yeah.
Ask if you've got a husband now who's not using drugs.
No.
Figure out specifically what you need. But don't, first of all, abstract it. And second of all, don't transpose it from one person to another. Alrighty?
Okay. I'm going to take some steps on this.
Yeah, and let me know how it goes, and if you need some more help, you know where to find me.
Oh, thank you. Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I like the wow part the best.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. ListenClear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And ListenClear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. 855-993-7569. So we were going to do an email here. Is that what made sense, Blake?
What's that?
We're going to do an email here.
We can do an email.
Mm-hmm. Which is sort of what we talked about doing. All right, we're having sort of some minor technical issues, which is why we're having some minor technical issues, but not to worry. All right, we got the email ready to go. Are you there? Blake?
We're having technical issues, sorry.
Okay. Are you ready to go? Blake, I can't hear you. All right. All right, we're...
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We have issues.
Are we ready to go?
Yes, we got the email.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
So this one here says, it's from Anonymous, Dr. Joy, I have a lot of trouble getting to sleep and take 3 Benadryl tablets each night to help. After what you said about the possible side effects, I would like to stop.
Yeah.
I would like to ask you to record some ASMR MP3s that I could download to my iPod and listen to at night. When you speak in a semi-whispering voice, it is unbelievably relaxing. You can just feel the tension in the neck and shoulders melt away. I think other people would be interested in a variety of half-hour-long recordings that could be purchased on iTunes or Amazon. No background music, just your voice. Please consider it. I would be incredibly grateful.
Well, that's a really interesting notion. You know, if it's any comfort to you, thank you, first of all. I hadn't really talked about talking in a really soft voice. But I think they're on the website. If they're not, send me an email. Because for a while I had a relaxation exercise that people could buy, and I think I still have them around someplace. So I think I put them on the website. If I didn't, send me an email and I can send to you, because it's exactly that. It does have music in the background, but it's very soothing. It's a combination of directed relaxation and visualization. Relaxation-directed visualization. Yeah, and the reason I did it was because I had some friends who weren't able to sleep. And so they said, well, essentially, they were not quite as flattering as you were, because they're my friends. They say things like, Brown, that could help. That it was a soothing voice. And so I did relaxation and visualization. And I recorded it. And we went to a studio and did it and cut some CDs. And as I said, we had them... Check the website, because I think they're still there, and if not, send me an email, because you obviously know how to get in touch with me. And I think they weren't terribly expensive. They were like, I don't know, maybe $20. I don't even know that they were that much.
Nice.
Yeah, and the reason I did it was not only for sleep, but for things like people who are trying to stop smoking. It sort of bypasses our little hamster brain that goes round and round and round and stuff, and sort of is a bit soothing. I'll just sort of take you through a little bit of one now. I used to do them on the program as part of the program, but the problem was if I did it, for example, if I did a 3-hour program and did it in the second hour of my program, nobody called in the third hour because they were so relaxed and asleep. So that didn't work very well. So then I thought, well, I know what I could do. I could do it at the end of my program. But then whoever followed me on the air was just furious with me for the same reason, is that nobody was calling them because I'd put everybody to sleep. So,
right.
So we stopped doing it as an inherent part of the program. But and people then, I think that's why I sort of started doing it, is that that people said, gee, could you make that available? And I did. So, and I still have some somewhere, so I can probably go sort them out. But as I said, check out the website. I think it's what there are. I must tell you, as a psychologist, I feel very confident in my own abilities. As an entrepreneur, somehow I'm not very good at it. I have baseball hats that say stupid and cheerful. I have T-shirts that say stupid and cheerful. And lamentably, I still have a lot of them sitting around, and I've donated a lot of them to charity. But it turns out that I'm a really good psychologist and a really lousy businesswoman. Also, to add to my resume, I'm a lousy administrator as well. I'm really good at fundraising, not a good administrator, hence my foundation. So, but thank you. And all right, let's go back to the Benadryl, because for those of you who are not listening to the program, there were 2 studies that came out last week that suggested that the active ingredient in Benadryl, which is diphenyl something or other, which is also in Tylenol PM, Advil PM, and ZzzQuil. And Benadryl has been used for a long time. It's primarily an anti-inflammatory for itching and things, but puts people to sleep. And so there are warnings that say, don't do this and operate heavy machinery or drive. But there were 2 studies that came out that said it seems to predispose to dementia. And they had thought that maybe it was just temporary, and as soon as you stopped using Benadryl, that the problem went away, that some confusion and some lack of clarity. And it turns out that it may not go away. I was actually talking to somebody who's an epidemiologist about this, and her point was that it's not causative, it's correlative, which means that there's no obvious A goes to B, but that A appears when B appears, which is not the same. One is causative, that A causes B. The other is that they're found in conjunction, which makes some sense if you think about it. If you're using Benadryl primarily as a sleep aid, there may be some other issues. There may be anxiety issues. There may be somatic issues.
Right.
There may be endocrinological issues. So, which means that they may be associated but not causative. So, but the study was alarming enough that and the idea is that long-term use of Benadryl. If you look at the box of Benadryl, because I actually have some because I get mosquito bites that turn into cataclysmic events. So if you look at the package of Benadryl, it actually says not for long-term use. Shouldn't use it for more than 2 weeks at a time. And the dosage, I think, is one per 24 hours or something. So using three to get to sleep at night, I agree. Let's try relaxation. You can try visualization. As I said, there I've made the tape at some point. I'm going to go see during the break if I can find if I have copies of it around here. Because I do. I mean, I have some copies someplace. And but the idea is and going off Benadryl, you may want to talk with somebody about it. You may want to talk with your doctor about it because that's a lot of Benadryl, and to go off it precipitously may not be a great idea. But the other thing is, look, you know, try and use things for what they're intended to be, and pay attention to both the dosage and the warning. And this was a study, I guess, because everybody has viewed Benadryl as very benign, as something that there really are not very serious side effects other than making you sleepy, which is obviously what Anonymous is using it for. So, all right, but be aware, not the reason I do that, because I'm a psychologist, not a medical doctor, so I don't really necessarily talk very much about medications. But with Benadryl being ubiquitous, especially the active ingredient being ubiquitous, I thought, ye gods, and this is really scary, that the idea that it would predispose you on some kind of permanent basis toward dementia is not a good sign, especially as I said.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.